This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's like a list of, I don't even know what to do right now, because I kind of want to just focus on you, Erin, and let's like you and me just have a little chat.
I love that.
Because Tiek is freaking me out.
Yeah.
Why?
There's a list of things that ruin friendships.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, like, when a friendship ends, unless there's some real toxicity, sometimes friendships, like one of them on the list, and it's happened to me. Ugh. Here comes the intervention. When a friend gets sober, it's not like, oh, I don't like you because you're sober, but you just don't have.
You don't want to invite them if there's going to be alcohol there, or they
and
don't.
If I'm there, there's going to be alcohol there.
You are the alcohol.
Right. That just happened to me in the airport the other day. It was like there was a sign that said no alcohol beyond this point. So I just stood there. And I'm like, how do I get over there? They're like, no, if it's in you, you can keep walking. I'm like, all right, we'll be more specific. But you know what I'm saying. And then you don't want them to feel bad. And then you just don't have,
mm-hmm.
Well, let's go have coffee. And it's like, I don't want to just sit at Starbucks. Mm. I mean, I will, but like, ugh. So you don't think men or you don't think guy friendships end?
No, I think you just drift apart and then you run into them 20 years later and go, oh, how the hell you been? And then you just have a little talk and then you're like, that's it. I've seen my dad do it a million times where we've just been
and
out
then
about
just friends again.
Yeah. It's kind of like, how
after
you been?
20 years of not talking.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad has had guys come up to him before at events. Like, my dad's wearing a hat and sunglasses and just gets a tap on the shoulder.
Trying to not be seen by 20-year-old friends.
No, I think he's just like not even aware that there might be somebody there that he knows.
Okay.
And then just like, hey, how you been? And then it just turns in, how are the kids? How's the wife? Where are you living now? Okay.
Well, and now you're just friends.
See you later. Yeah. And it's like you don't exchange phone numbers or anything. It's just like,
what?
You know, I saw Bob. He's doing well.
Is Bob the name of your dad?
No. Oh. My dad's John.
Okay.
But John saw Bob.
John's telling the story to someone else.
Yeah.
He runs into them.
Exactly.
Just at Applebee's. You're just both ordering riblets.
Yeah.
And it's like, John? Bob?
Right. I don't know that I've ever had a friend. I've never had like a breakup with a friend. With a buddy.
Dude friend.
I don't think so. Have you?
Okay. Real quick, Erin, you have one a week, right? Women just are like, whabong.
No.
You don't?
No, because I only have like two friends.
She's clutching on.
And I can name
I can't lose these two.
You can. You've gotten pretty close with them. They love you.
They do?
Yeah.
Can I have their numbers?
That's weird. They would love that.
What are you saying? Hold up. What are you saying?
Well, just the way you asked. Like, do you just want to hang out with them? Sure.
I'm not trying to sleep with them, weirdo.
They're going to hate that I'm saying this. They both have said that you're a DILF.
Yeah.
Ah.
So yeah. Maybe that's why I was like,
let's go. No, I mean, here.
Yeah, you've stolen all his friends.
That's
I'm
saying.
You can absolutely.
The other night,
you can have their numbers to hang out with them, but I draw the
can
line.
Can I wear a DILF shirt when I'm hanging out
yes,
with them?
Yes, please, actually.
No shirt.
When you're a DILF, you wear the shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me. The other night, my friend, the only one left, the only friend I have left that Erin doesn't have the number.
Okay.
She's got.
Is that the one that
you've got Ben.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because Ben is Venmo or sent you tickets.
Tickets, yep.
Okay. You've got Chad.
Yep.
Like, I can go down the list. You've got everyone. She didn't have Josh.
I don't.
You don't? Wow.
And guess what? I asked for it and I got denied.
Last night?
Yes!
Yes!
From you.
Josh, I, oh, you no, asked from me. You. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Go.
Josh would give it to me, no problem.
Oh, yeah. Good. They were in the same place.
Josh is a DILF, too.
He is.
In case he's listening.
They were in the same place at the same time. And I'm like, it's no big deal. Like, but it's because it's a big event. They're probably not going to cross paths.
Oh, no.
So we're good.
It's Aaron. Of course she's going to cross paths.
No. I knew Aaron was busy.
Okay.
So I'm like, they're not going to cross paths. Everything's fine. And then he did it. He texted me. He was like, here's where I'm at if Aaron wants to stop by. And I was like, I fought the urge. I'm like, I could keep this from Aaron and save my final friend. Like, I got one left.
Uh-huh. Because they just, they realize Aaron's better and they don't come back.
Better than
they
what?
Don't come back to better you. That's the problem. You're not
back.
Sharing. You're losing friends to Aaron.
That is actually what's happening. There have been times where she's like, yeah, so anyway, Chad, this says that. And I'm like, I don't know any of that.
Wow.
I literally don't know any of the things going on in Chad's life right now. Until I'm going to run into him at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Chad?
How the hell you been?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.